It's really entirely behind the scenes of the local church, but just a couple of thoughts along that line. I'm going to look at Ephesians, but I wanted to give you a verse in Acts chapter 20, verse 28 that says this: "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." Notice in that verse, it's not talking to just the pastor, it's talking to everybody. We're supposed to be looking after each other. To parallel and to help us think a little bit differently, when we watch films and you get to the credits, right? It just goes on and on and on. And plus, how many people really watch the credits? But if your name was in there and you were one of the backup team, you watched the whole thing till you found your name. Just a thought, an odd thought maybe. If credits were to roll in the Sunday service after church, whose names would you expect to see listed there? Course, God's running the credits all the time in the fact that he observes our service for him, etc. But we're still talking about the Spirit of God, how he unites. I'm going to read a verse in a few minutes in Ephesians chapter 1. But the thing about also the ministry of the Holy Spirit is he seals us for God's sake. As wonderful as the indwelling ministry of the Holy Spirit is, we should not overlook the Spirit's equally important sealing ministry. That's called. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 says this. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise. So it declares in that verse that having believed, we are marked in Christ with a seal. The promised Holy Spirit is the one who does that. The sealing is simultaneously with the regeneration of the Spirit. That is, it occurs at the time that we are saved or born again, the Bible says. God signifies that he has redeemed a person by giving the Holy Spirit as a seal to our life. It is as if God had written his name across the believer's heart and claimed him as his own. Redemption is one of the outstanding themes of Scripture, as you well know. The word redeem means to pay a purchase price. The sealing ministry of the Spirit is related to redemption. Those who have trusted Christ have been redeemed from the slave market of sin and therefore are no longer under the penalty of their sins. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9 says that. He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. Maybe that was verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Now let's look over in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. 1 Peter, all the way in the back. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life, but as a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. What makes our redemption so precious? blood of Christ. Redemption is also future in the sense that we look for the day when Christ will appear and deliver us forever from the presence of sin in our hearts. Romans 8:23 says that, but we won't turn to that right now. That future work of Christ on our behalf is part of our inheritance, Ephesians 1:14 said. That aspect of redemption is called glorification. Being unable to sin is almost unimaginable right now, but the Spirit in us is our down payment of that certain future work of God on our behalf. Well, there will be a time when we will not sin. Such a thought ought to cause us to rejoice with it in that thought every day. Of course, we'll be in a different place too at that time. Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. I guess we better read it because it came up again. Romans 8, 16 and 17. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. Of what will the Holy Spirit assure you? Christ has purchased each believer. The Holy Spirit is God's seal of ownership. His presence protects the believer and guarantees the final redemption. This makes Paul's phrase, until the redemption of the purchased possession, more meaningful that we saw in Ephesians chapter 1. When Christ comes for his people, all of us living on earth who belong to him will be claimed by him, given glorified bodies, and taken into his presence. In the light of this truth, because of that truth, it is impossible to accept the notion that believers may sin to such an extent as to fall away from God's grace and be literally eternally lost. Sealing denotes ownership and more especially security. Ones who are sealed cannot be lost because they belong to the owner forever. We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of God and we're owned by Him forever. Some view the believer's security as a license to sin. They conclude that if they could never be lost, then they're free to live like they want to. And they think that's the right way to look at it. No one that is truly born again has a desire to live like the devil, nor would he also do it continually. This seems plain from John's writings. 1 John 3:9 makes it clear that no one who is born into God's family will continue to live in sin. When a person is born of God, the Holy Spirit resides in him and will bring about change in his conduct and his life. A life of continuous sinning cannot be the life of a true believer. Not only does the Holy Spirit live in us, but he also works in us. He is our only hope for pleasing God with our bodies. That's why studying the Bible and prayer are essential to any lasting change in our lives. The Spirit uses the Word of God to mold and shape our hearts. The ministry of God is to perfect what pleases God in our lives. That was a thought of the Spirit today.